Wondering how to stack the deck in your favor when purchasing a mobile home park? Wonder no more. I'll tell you how we do it at Apex Communities right now in episode 4 of the Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show.
You're listening to the Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show, the only podcast exclusively for busy professionals who wish to be considered for participation in some of today's most attractive mobile home park investment opportunities. Now, with another content-packed episode in 10 minutes or less, here is your host, Eloy Ratana.
The single biggest way to stack the deck in your favor in absolutely any real estate transaction is to pay attention to the three rules of great real estate. Location, location, location. It's a mantra repeated over and over, as it should be, because it's certainly a factor when it comes to a property's value. But if experience has taught us anything in running mobile home investment park projects here at Apex Communities, it's that the mantra could mean different things depending on your objectives. A great location for your primary residence is one thing, and a great location for an industrial business is an entirely different animal. Location still matters, but it means something different. At Apex Communities, when we evaluate a mobile home park project before offering it to our investor partner clients, there are 5 specific factors we look at to see just how desirable that location really is. First is population. Populations can grow, shrink, or be stagnant. Only one of those is attractive to us. We want a population that's growing consistently over time. It can be booming growth or even conservative growth, but if there's growth there, that's a great sign. Second is employment growth. A great location is one that has a growing population, and that population is supported by strong local employment statistics that are themselves moving in a positive direction. And ideally, there should be a wide breadth of employees that are not limited to one or a small number of industries. A locale gets bonus points if the fields of healthcare, government, and education are well represented in that area, because those kinds of jobs almost never relocate. Third is we closely analyze local crime. Obviously, no one wants to live next door to a hotspot of criminal activity. The local police or public library should have accurate crime statistics for the neighborhoods. We look at things like vandalism as well as serious and petty crimes and consider whether those trends are moving in a positive direction. Fourth is the local economy and amenities in the area. We like to tour the neighborhood and check out the parks, restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, public transportation links, and all other perks that attract residents. These are factors that make an area inherently more or less attractive, so we consider them very carefully. And fifth is that we carefully consider future development in the general area, as indicated by local municipality and their city planning documents. If there is, or soon will be, a lot of construction going on, that's nearly always a great sign. The largest driver of rental demand is population growth, and in turn, one of the largest drivers of population growth is employment growth. When considering a market, we want to understand its job growth trend. We ask ourselves, is there a steady jobs market? In general, the larger the market, the more stable the employment growth, because there is a greater diversity of not only employers, but a great diversity of industries. We want to stay away from the small towns with the lone employer or the lone industry. If the employer goes belly up, so does the town. But here are some things to keep in mind. Healthcare, government, and higher education jobs rarely relocate and tend to grow over time. When an area has a lot of these jobs, that's a great sign. What about due diligence? A wise investor will certainly evaluate the condition of all park-owned homes. Is it more cost-effective to repair or replace each one? Ultimately, we don't want to own any of them. Our priority is to sell them back to the tenants or to someone else looking to buy, but that doesn't happen overnight. We might need to fix them up or replace them before they sell, but it's always better to know that ahead of time. Be sure to inspect park-owned mobile homes regularly and perform preventative maintenance. When we own a mobile home park, for the most part, we are responsible for maintaining roads and underground water and sewer lines. Additionally, if we own private utility systems like septic systems, water wells, gas, or electric, then we too are responsible for the maintenance of those systems. This can be an expensive game to play. Repairing roads or sewer lines can cost tens or hundreds of thousands. Repairing private utility systems can cost upwards of $1 million. Given these high price points, it's imperative that we evaluate the likely dollar amount of repairs needed to the park's infrastructure. Now, there's always more to think about when making a well-considered mobile home park investment. And that's exactly what we aim to do here at Apex Communities for our clients. The bottom line is this. It's all about that one idea. We're looking to stack the deck in favor of our projects and therefore our investor partners, potentially like you, to create a huge probability for success. And this much is true. Every state has good cities. Every city has good neighborhoods. And every neighborhood has good properties. And that's what we do here at Apex Communities. We separate the wheat from the chaff and make sure that our investor partners get the cream of the crop every single time. Folks, that's all I've got for you today, except for this. The most common question I get is this. Eloy, I'd love to get involved. Can you connect me with some of these great mobile home park investments that you're describing? And the answer is maybe. Most of our projects fill rather quickly and all of them require a minimum capital commitment of $50,000 to participate. So if you would like to be notified whenever we have exceptional opportunities, just open up your web browser and go to www.partnerwithapex.com. That's partner with Apex, APEX.com to get on our VIP investor list right now. And I'll reach out to you the next time we have a great opportunity that comes along. Until next time, I'm Eloy Ratana reminding you that the goal is life on your terms.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show. The Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show is a production of Apex Communities, LLC. This content is not intended to be advisory in nature and is not offered with the intention of providing legal, tax, or other licensed professional guidance to any listener. Be sure to visit your own licensed professional advisors. This content is copyrighted by and is used under license from Apex Communities, LLC.